Hello, everybody. Hello, Living Waters Christian Centre. Welcome to the midweek message. Tonight, it's kind of a combination of a message and just a bit of sharing about what's coming up, what we're planning. And of course, I stay right at the outset. Everything we're planning, we're endeavouring to do according to what we're allowed to do in the regulations, the COVID-19 level 2 regulations. One of the challenges we're facing, of course, is that there's various bits of information that have got various statements on that sometimes seem to contradict. So what we've been doing is getting good people to be checking, double-checking, treble-checking those requirements, and whatever we do, we'll be moving ahead according to those requirements. So we are moving back into the tent in terms of the live streaming with a small crew. Simone and Oscar and the crew have been resetting up the tent, checking all the cameras, getting things set up, ready for live streaming from there. We'll be live streaming this Sunday with just a small crew. So it's not a meeting as such. We're live streaming from there. That's helping us move forward. And we've also got plans afoot that we are endeavouring to finalise once we've got the accurate information in terms of government regulation. And that's something special we're planning toward on Sunday the 31st. Of course, everything we do, we'll be doing with honouring the health and safety regulations and all that sort of thing. So we're not a rebellious group. We're not a lawless group. We do honour government. We do honour the government of the land. We don't always agree with every decision, obviously, but we do honour. So I just want to say that up front. So, of course, we're coming up to Pentecost Sunday on the 31st of May. And just as Passover seemed to be like a very significant Passover this year, when Israel was in lockdown, for the first time in over 3,300 years, something like that. And they were in lockdown for the very first time as a nation, since that original Passover. And many people felt that was very significant prophetically, and, you know, we can draw all sorts of things from that. And of course, we were in lockdown as well. Whereas this Pentecost, especially in New Zealand here, we are in a process of coming out of lockdown. So we're in a process of going from, if you like, and I really like what Pastor Anne, you said, you know, to us, we're coming out of the upper room, if you like, the place of being shut away, and we're coming out into the street and out into the public and out into a greater public arena. And so it's quite significant that that's happening right at this time. So thank you, Anne, for that thought. And so we want to, and Janet has written a letter, and that's gone out through, will go out through the email notices, calling all of you to prayer and fasting this coming week for your personal intimacy with the Lord, your personal heart connection, heart openness with the Lord. We're calling you to prayer and fasting. We're calling you to a time of preparation. Not saying that you haven't received the Holy Spirit. It's not the issue at all. The issue is there's more. The issue is there are fresh outpourings. The issue is there is fresh empowerments. There is fresh winds of the Spirit, fresh deposits, fresh revelation. There are fresh things that God is doing and wants to do and, excuse me, very much empower His church for the harvest. So we are feeling that this coming week is a significant week for us to put extra time away in prayer, extra time away in fasting. Obviously, you're going to have to do that in amongst the other things that you cannot change in your life, whether that's parenting, business hours, work hours, whatever. But I'm sure that most of us will be able to find extra time just to prepare our hearts. And so if the plans we are hoping to be able to initiate for this Sunday the 31st are able to come off, then we will be communicating those to you basically as soon as we find out the government regs change on Monday night, if they do change, but also as soon as we get confirmation of some other things, some other avenues we can use to actually to facilitate these plans. So once again, I say again, we will be doing those things within the regulations. So preparing for Passover, preparing for Pentecost, preparing for fresh outpouring, fresh impartation, fresh encounter, preparing for things in such a way that our hearts are open, that stuff, issues, attitudes, things that may have been sort of smothering our hearts, smothering our openness, are pushed out of the way, dealt with, dropped off, whatever the case may be. I'm calling us to do that this coming week. The church is not distracted. We're not distracted from our mission. We're not distracted from the co-mission, and we're not distracted from the Great Commandment. And we're not flat-footed. We're not standing flat-footed, not in any sort of stance of ready to go, waiting for a ball to come out of a scrum, but standing flat-footed, therefore giving opportunity for the enemy to pounce on us and squash that forward momentum very quickly. We're standing ready to do whatever we can do to be able to meet together in appropriate numbers, but also in preaching the gospel in the streets, wherever the case may be, and getting the gospel out there. More than ever before, the world needs the gospel, and it's the gospel of the kingdom. It's not some religious thing which is powerless and gutless. It is the gospel of the kingdom, which includes healing, deliverance, transformation, encounters, angelic presence, encounters with the power of God, transformation of lives. It includes the whole gospel, the whole lamb for the whole family, the whole church. Amen? So I'd like to read Acts chapter 2 to you. This wonderful, obviously well-known passage concerning the fulfillment of the long-awaited day of Pentecost. The original day of Pentecost was when God gave the law to Israel on Mount Sinai, or to Moses, rather, on Mount Sinai. Very, very significant time. And that law was written on tablets of stone. But now the Holy Spirit has come, he's able to take the character of God, the nature of God, the eternal law of God in the sense of the nature of God, and actually write that into our hearts. So instead of it being written on tablets of stone, which is, it's something we have to try and observe, now the Holy Spirit actually writes the nature of God actually into our spirits, into our heart, and we live out the nature of God in our lives, not because we're trying to keep a law, but because of the law of life actually working in us and the character of God. I trust most of you will understand that. So in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, we read this. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That was the disciples. Jesus had, between 7 and 10 days prior to that, told them to go to Jerusalem and wait for the power of God to come upon them, wait for the gift of it, the promise of the Father. We know that to be the person of the Holy Spirit. And you shall receive power, he said, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so the power of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power to be a witness is as valid as it was in Jerusalem, Samaria, and Judea. It's as valid today because we're at the ends of the earth. It's as valid for us as it was for them there. Just in case you thought that the will of God had changed, or just in case you thought that somehow we are getting the dregs, or just in case you thought that at this end of the age things are a bit different. No, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power to be his witness with signs and wonders following, to be able to preach the word with courage and boldness and love people in a way that humankind has never known that kind of love before, is as valid for us today at the ends of the earth as it was for them in Jerusalem. Got to get that. Good point. Good point, Wes. I like that. Right. So, verse 2. So they were all in that one place. So, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire. One sat on each of them. I think sometimes we imagine maybe from a child story or something that was a little candle type size fire. I don't actually believe that. I believe it was significant flame and fire on top of people's lives. I've seen pictures taken in a campaign in Africa where because the photograph picked up this fire that was actually on people, and it was a pretty impressive thing. And they assured it wasn't photoshopped and that sort of thing. I'd like to believe them. Anyway, it gave me a mental picture of something much better than a candle. This little light of mine. Darren's favourite song, by the way. Bless you, Darren. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. We can read on from the story from there. They were suddenly, within a very short time, out of that place of shut away, lock away, if you like, out on the streets, bold, courageous. It appears that some of them seemed to be like acting in a way that looked like they were drunk. We know that when the presence and power of the Holy Ghost comes on people, one of the side effects quite often is a sense of drunkenness, a sense of lightheadedness, or just plain old plastered. And so that's quite likely what they were like, because people thought, oh, these men are drunk. But no, Peter said, they're not drunk as you suppose. And so then, of course, the people rushed to the crowds that were in Jerusalem for the feast, rushed to the place. And then people from all over the world, people that were converts to Judaism and Jews from parts of the world, heard the glory of God, heard the message of the gospel or something like that in their own language. Phenomenal supernatural things happening. And if there was ever a day when the gospel needs to go out with power and signs and wonders from an awakened, spirit-filled, passionate church, it's now. We may have been in a kind of a lockdown type situation for a while, but we're coming out of that, and we're not coming out of that flat-footed. We're coming out of that ready to go. We're coming out of that with faith and attitude to be harvesters in the world. So I want to stir you, church. I want to stir you. If you've been in a place of just, well, I'm kind of secretly enjoying this cruisy sort of time. That's how it's been for some of us, not others. Some of us have been busier than ever. I want to tell you, it's time to actually shake off the dust. It's time to stir ourselves. It's time to fast and pray. It's time to spend time in the Word, prepare ourselves for Sunday the 31st. And so, that's my encouragement to you. If you hear that we're just going ahead and planning things outside of government regulations, you're hearing wrong. Take it from me. We are doing things within the government regulations. And so we're just exactly establishing what they are. So we've got a great team working behind the scenes. We've been pretty active on this. And we've been in communication with a lot of other leaders in the nation. There's been quite a lobby to the government about this issue of the numbers of that can meet in churches or as churches. And there's been a fair bit of lobbying, fair bit of communication, I'll put it that way. So God bless you all. We're in very interesting days, very, very significant, earth-changing, life-changing, society-changing days. Some of that is very challenging. Some of it can be, for some people, quite scary. But in amongst it all, God is on his throne. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And for those of us who are in Christ, we are in Christ, seated in heavenly places. Jesus is our strong tower. The righteous run into him, run into that name, and we are safe. And so these are days to be courageous. These are days to be focused on the Lord. These are days to be feeding ourselves well. These are days to be up and ready to go. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you for listening. Share it with your friends. Share it with other New Life, Living Waters people. If anybody asks you what's going on, just steer them to this Facebook post. Okay? God bless you. Have a great life. We'll see you someday soon.